This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana, but now we're in Walker after the storm Katrina. And maybe I'll just stop here and give you a little background. Many of our folks now may be hearing us for the first time. They're at First Baptist Church of Algiers, founded and pastored by the late Pastor L.R. Shelton for many, many years, about 50 years, and went on home to be with the Lord in the early 1970s, and followed by Pastor Gale and others. And then old Trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, the Lord called me to pastor this church, and we've been there ever since. And then rushed out of New Orleans by Storm Katrina. Many of you remember that. And we moved back up here to Walker in the country where I was born and raised. The Lord just brought us here. We had a chapel here already in Baton Rouge. So we're here going on. We haven't missed but one or two broadcasts since then. But now we've added several broadcasts. The Old Trailblazer now is on about 125, 130 stations, and somewhere close to that area. And then the Voice of Truth broadcast is still going out every Sunday morning over these great radio stations and over the internet. I just want to give you that internet. You can go there on your website, radiomissions.org, and you can look us up and click on the Old Trailblazer, on Voice of Truth broadcast, sermon audio. All of those things are available. So we just want to get out the gospel. And while I'm making an announcement too, we have many, many, many of Pastor Shelton's booklets that he preached on, and we put them in booklet form. We send them out free and postpaid to anybody who would like to have them, and we're doing that all over the country. Folks are putting them in the jails, in the hospitals, in the nurses' stations, and all truckers are putting them in the truck stops and wayside parks. And if you'd like to do that, you write me, and I'll send you a list of all of these messages, and you can pick and choose which ones you'd like. We have messages on playing church. We have messages on the trail of Satan. We have messages on the lost doctrine. We have messages on baptism with the Holy Spirit, and messages on the marks of the Antichrist, messages on every subject. Once I have made this offer, any young student contemplating going into the seminary to do missionary work, I'll send you a set of all of Pastor Shelton's booklet, and it'd be better than a seminary education. But I'll be glad to do that. You write me and discuss it with me if you do that. But right now, we're in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We've been there for several days. And we came down. We were looking there at the faith of Moses' parents. Moses' parents. They saw that Moses was a proper child. That's the way this Bible describes it. Or a beautiful child. Beautiful unto the Lord. And now, let's look back. Ask this question. What is the basis of faith? What is the foundation of faith? Can you tell me, my friend? What is the foundation of your faith? I'll tell you what it is. The Word of God. I want you to think along with me now. The foundation of faith is the Word of God. That's why Satan hates the God's Word. Satan deplores God's Word, has watered it down, has been successful in watering it down through Satan-led and Satan-filled people that do those things. Take them and water down the scriptures. But listen, if that child was a beautiful child and the parents loved him and that's the reason they hid him, there's no foundation of faith. No. You see, there's no foundation of faith there. Faith is not built on emotions. I wish my folks, that you out there, some of you tell me you're not saved. I wish you could get that through your head, through your noggin. Faith is not built on emotions. I know emotions gets mixed up in a lot of things. Faith is not built on feelings. No, yours or mine. Faith is rest. Rest. And it's built upon the Word of God. Do you ever take your Bible, my friend, and just sit down and go through there? Especially, I recommend all the time to you, reading those promises, the great promises of God's Word. And then go back. I like to do, and I mentioned in a service here not long ago, one of our night services, I like to take the Bible and go there, start in Genesis, look through there where the Lord formed the earth and all of those things, and come on down to the life of Adam and Eve, and then Noah and Seth and Enoch and Abraham and Joseph and Isaac and all of those old patriarchs. I like to do that. That's how you build faith, my friend. The Word of God goes home to your heart, and it lays there, and it's active. It's not passive. Faith is not passive. Now listen, faith built on the Word of God. Now, if that's so, and it is, then what does that expression mean? It means this, that by special revelation of God had been made known to these parents that this child was going to be the leader and deliverer of the Hebrews from Egyptian bondage. That's what they had learned. The Lord showed them that, my friend. That's the only way you can understand the way they acted. By special revelation, God made known under Aram and Jacobed, that this was my leader. This is going to be my leader. My friend, why doubt the Bible? Why argue with the Bible? Well, did the Lord speak to them? We don't know, my friend. But they saw that this child, this baby, was a proper child. And they believed. Listen, they believed. And therefore, believing God's word, they defied the king's order. And that's the only way they could do it. That's the only way you and I can do it. You and I can't defy the world unless we have a basis on which to rest our faith. May the Spirit of God drive that thing home to our hearts at this time, yours and mine. This child was a beautiful child. That's right, a beautiful child, no doubt. It was God's elect. It was God's elect child. It was God's elect leader. You know, I have folks chomp their bits at me when I speak of God's election and sovereignty and the foreknowledge of God. But here we see a prime example of it. Moses was God's elect deliverer, his elect child. He had called him. He had promised him. And now here he is, born under these two people. Listen, he was God's deliverer, and he made that known to these two parents, and they believed him. Oh, my friend, my unsaved friend, my lost friend, you out there, I don't care how hard you're struggling, if you would believe God, he would save you. He would deliver you. He would relieve all of that anxiety that you're going through. Wrestling, turmoil, going over and over. How can this be? How can that be? How can this be happen? How can that happen? How could they pass through the Red Sea? People tell us now it didn't happen. How could this be? My friend, leave all that alone. Just take God's word as it is. It's literal. It's literal. I have folks tell me the Bible says, Jacob I love and Esau, hey, oh, that's not literal. That's not literal. Well, my friend, it's literal. It's literal. It's literal as it can be. It is. You can't defy God's word. You can't deny God's word. You have to make up some trash to do it, my friend, and then to make yourself believe it. Now, there's another basis for which they could believe. It was getting close to the time when the Jews should leave Egypt. They knew that. They knew the time was coming. You see, go back there to the 15th chapter of Genesis, and you will find the covenant made with Abraham that his seed would be down in Egypt for 430 years, and that time was getting close. Yes, that close. From that time, it'd be 430 years from the time that revelation came to Abraham that they would leave Egypt. Those folks, my friend, believe God's word. It's a pity we don't believe it, don't we? Do you know the average person today don't believe God's word? I quote a verse of scripture to somebody. Well, that's just the Bible. That's just the Bible. Well, my friend, that's just the Bible. Isn't that great? Isn't that great that that's the Bible? Do you understand that the Bible is God's word? It was dictated by the Holy Spirit to these writers of the Bible. The Holy Spirit dictated. They didn't have a mind of their own. They did it, my friend. Listen, all right, and the time was getting near. It was 80 years from the birth of Moses until they would start out. They knew. These parents knew. They knew the scriptures. They knew the prophecies. And they knew that 80 years from now, folks would be delivered from the bondage of Pharaoh. Oh, my friend, don't you know the anticipation there? They weren't ignorant people back then. I have folks tell me, well, you know, the first 11 chapters of Genesis is just a myth, you know. All this caveman and all. No, God never made cavemen, my friend. No, that's all a bunch of lies. They didn't run around with a bone tied in their hair. No, they were the smartest people in the world at that time. And look how Noah built the ark. Could a caveman build an ark? No. The Lord gave them grace. They gave them strength. They gave them power. Give them wisdom. Let's just accept the Lord as he is. He's the maker of the universe. He's the creator of all the universe. If God could create Adam, couldn't he do these other things, my friend? Couldn't he bring the plagues on Pharaoh? Go back there and read those 10 plagues. I know that the skeptics and the atheists and the agnostic, and they'll just have their part in eternity lost, doomed, and damned. I know that, my friend. You know, we have so much today of the these agencies that deny, they don't want anything to do with religion, mixed up in the school. They don't want anything. They fuss. If somebody happens to say a word, they run to the law and file a suit and all that. But, my friend, did you know one day they'll be in hell if the Lord don't open their heart? One day they'll stand there at that great white throne judgment, and they'll say, "Lord, I didn't know. I didn't know." But they'll go. My friend, listen, God is angry with the wicked every day. Did you know if you're not saved, at this very moment, when you lay down at night, that wrath of God hangs over your bed? When you get up in the morning, old trucker, and get in that old Mack truck or old Peterbilt, whatever it is, the wrath of God is hanging over your head. Oh, my friend, did you realize that? God is angry with the wicked every day. You said, "Will he have mercy?" Yes, he will. He waits to be gracious, but as long as you kick against the pricks, it was not until Paul realized what was going on that he said, "Lord, Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me do, Lord?" Old trucker out there somewhere, pull off over there in the Wayside Park and get it back there in the sleeper and get out on your knees. You don't have to do that. Say, "Lord, forgive me. Lord, I've been a terrible person. I'm a terrible person, Lord." If he showed you anything at all, you know you're a terrible person. "I've been unfaithful to my wife out here on this highway. And Lord, show me. And then forgive me. Would you forgive me, Lord?" The Lord will forgive you. The old trailblazer not. I hold out hope for the worst of the worst. You know why I do that? Because I read God's word. And I read where he saved Mary Magdalene. She was a harlot. I read where he saved Rahab. She was a harlot. I read where he saved that woman taken in adultery there in the temple. She was a harlot. I read where he saved old maniac there in Gadara. He was a beast of a man. And my friend, I hold out hope to you. I do. You ask the Lord to break that stubbornness. Will you do that? And then write to the old trailblazer and tell me what the Lord's done for you. But remember, I'm handing out these booklets that you can give out, old trucker. You can put them in the way station, wherever you go. Just write me, and I'll send you a packet of them. And the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. But now let me tell you, you can go there on my website, radiomissions.org. And you can look over there on the left side under broadcasters. Click on there and you'll see the trailblazer come up. And then click over on the right side. You'll see archives or broadcasters. And there's about 15 trailblazer messages posted there. Some that's already been aired. Some that will be aired later. You can click on any one of them or all of them. You come home late at night and can't sleep? Go in there and click on them. This is the old trailblazer. My address, Radio Missions or the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.